Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Yeah, very interesting one today. Make it make sense. Male birth control pill. We've been waiting for this thing for quite a while. For me, it's too late. Are we finally sharing the load? We've been hearing about this male birth control for years, but now it's showing real promise. Yeah, Tembisa. It's just been tested on 16 men. Are you one of them, Wena Skumba?
I would love to be.
Really? Would you trust it? Would men take it? Listen, men. Fast, without asking questions. Yabona le Randburg court ngabe empty.
Easy.
Absolutely.
If this thing was made available maybe 30 years ago.
And why does it take so much time for it to even work? Why are we using only 16 men to test it?
Because
I think on this one,
yeah,
it will be great for you.
No ways. They're contracepting because we are together. No ways.
That's why Ayanda is here, Khumusa. Ayanda, what's happening?
Yeah, if you allow me, you know, and I suppose we should just go straight into it because getting out of control. As always, we've got experts joining us on the line to help us better understand where we are insofar as these issues are concerned. Today, if it's not clear enough, we're speaking about the male birth control pill. There were studies that were done on 16 men, and we're told the results are quite promising. It's a new non-hormonal male contraceptive pill. I'm not even going to try attempt to pronounce its name. Let's bring in Professor Shingai Emutambiro, who's the head of urology at the Dr. George Mukhari Academic Hospital and Sefako Mahato Health Sciences University in Pretoria. Prof, it's lovely to have you on the program. Welcome to Drive 959.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity. It's always lovely talking to you guys.
As you can hear, the anticipation is mounting. Let's begin by just understanding perhaps just the journey that we've taken so far and so far as this research is concerned. We've been hearing about this pill for years now. What has really been the holdup and where are we?
Okay, yeah. I think for our purposes, when we're looking at male contraceptive, it's a little bit more complicated than female in some way, because females produce an egg, just one egg, once a month in general. Now, every time a guy ejaculates, you're ejaculating between 15 and 250 million sperm. That's a huge number that are coming, but that's per milliliter, so it's massive amounts. And what's happening is the problem with trying to control that is that there are actually only really three ways that we can do this. We can either the testicles produce sperm and testosterone, the man chemical in inverted commas, in general, and they have what we call a negative feedback loop. They go back, if there's high testosterone or high sperm, they go back to the brain and tell the brain to produce another chemical that either suppresses or increases the amount of sperm and testosterone. And most of the targets for the male contraceptive have been to try to increase the amount of these hormones in our bloodstream to make they turn off that machine in the brain. And the problem with it is that it can cause other things, like, for example, suppressing your own internal testosterone. And there are mood changes and sexual dysfunctions that can happen. But it is one of the things on the horizon. The second way of doing it is blocking the tubes so that you can't get the sperm out of the testicles towards the what's called the prostate and seminal vesicle. Because most of what a guy ejaculates is not sperm. It's less than 1%. Most of it's coming from that area. And that's where the vasectomies used to be. It's still a very good option.
Right.
There's some reversible versions of doing that as well. And then the third one is the one you're talking about now, where we actually can target and make all these sperm not work very well. And that's by targeting, the specific one you're talking about is targeting what we call retinoic acid, which is essential for a good formation of sperm. And it does seem to work very well. This trial is relatively small because we usually start by looking for safety and then go on to do randomized trials to see if it's going to be viable.
All right. Wow. That's fascinating, especially because I think it covers a lot of the concerns that I think would arise for people considering taking a pill like this, including, for example, how often they'd have to take it and whether or not ultimately it would affect their intimacy.
Oh, well, yeah. I think that intimacy is a mixed relationship as well. I know that, like, you're asking if guys would take the pill. We do know that there's some studies showing that a lot of guys, the main reason why they want to have sex is to make a person fall pregnant. And so it might impact on that. But generally, with these, the most of the pills, this is why we're doing the trials for such long periods of time and why it's taken so long. The essential thing is to make sure they're safe, make sure that they don't have too many side effects, and make sure they're reversible. And all of these seem to be addressed by a lot of the stuff that we're using now in trial. But it's still not clear tomorrow, because there's still quite a long journey of investigation to go through.
Prof, have you guys registered any sorts of side effects? I mean, you're saying that can be reversible, but are there ones that are really sticking out in terms of side effects from taking this pill?
Yeah, all of them, every medication has some forms of side effects for individual people. But the one that you're discussing about the retinoic acid target, essentially there hasn't seemed to be much of any sort of side effects with it. The main thing is that we have to make sure that it does actually make sure the pregnancies don't occur, because of course that can also be litigious as well. And then we have to see how reversible it is at the end of the day. And most of these, at least the one you're talking about, doesn't seem to have too many side effects. Most of the other ones, the ones that we're targeting for the hormones, the side effects are there, but they're not terrifying for most people. And I think we're been a bit cruel to females, because a lot of the female contraceptive pills have similar side effects, but they're working in a very similar way. So, but the point is that for guys, obviously, we're a bit weaker, I suppose, that we get worried about more things. It is there, but I think the short answer is that provided all of these things work out, I think we should, in the next 3 to 5 years, maybe less, it might be even 2 years, we might have something suitable for guys.
A young man could be listening to this and saying, you know what, I want to take this, I want to take birth control into my own hands, and maybe they have not had kids yet, and they're just going straight to what we called family planning when we grew up, right? How long would it take for you to get off the pill, then be able to produce sperm that actually is able to fertilize an egg?
Okay, for that specific drug, and for quite a few, you must remember that the sperm that are that come out in the semen of a guy produced 3 months ago in the testicles, because it takes that long for it to travel down through the tube called the vas, to the area of the prostate and the seminal vesicle. So even if you would start the pill today, you'd still have a whole queue of sperm sitting and still having to come out. So the short answer is that you would take at least 3 months for it to get to the point where there's a suppression.
3 months?
3 months, 90 days.
Are you not convincing me to take this pill, Yabo?
But you already have a bank.
Hold on.
There's a whole bunch of them there lounging. The tube that comes from your testicles to the prostate is about 40 centimeters, and your sperm are quite tiny. They have to travel a long journey to get to the point where they can start making babies. So it would take about, physiologically, it'll take about 3 months. And then to reverse it would probably take about the same amount once you stop it, because you have to wait for whatever's happening in the testicles to change. So it's a relatively long procedure. But the point is that it is very useful for a lot of guys. And I think, as you were saying earlier, that I think guys need to start taking better control of our own family planning.
Absolutely. Prof, 10 seconds if you can. Should we be worried about any affordability concerns once we get to the point where, you know, this is ready for rollout?
Mm-hmm.
Short answer, probably yes. But the second short answer, probably no, because the thing is that it's such an issue and there's going to be such a wide number of people doing it that it should come out relatively inexpensive, and most governments will probably try to sponsor it as well.
All right. Well, Prof, thank you very much indeed. This has been insightful. I think it's been a while since people so engaged. Could hear a pin drop at some stage. So really do appreciate it. Professor Shenkai Mutambira is the head of urology at the Dr. George Mukhari Academic Hospital.
Oh, and interesting that we have this topic, because I know that the South African population has surpassed 63 million. Can you imagine if we had this birth control 20, 30 years ago? We'll probably be on 40 million. We'll probably be on 40 million. And I think also the good thing about it, past you've had, you know, guys who were in relationships, the woman is pregnant, and they will say, but we had an agreement that, you know, contraceptives. And this woman came out on a particular show. She said she actually punctured the condom.
No!
Because she wanted to,
why did he bite?
You must bring your own condom.
Would you trust this birth control pill for men?
I'm sure, yes. If it's here for women, if it's working
would
for women.
Take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
KG?
Very fast.
Would you
very
take
fast.
It? Said no. I would take it.
Skumba, would you take it?
I think it's late for me. So far, I had 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm 4.
Oh, no. Nah.
Yeah. So.
And you don't want any more anyway.
I would love to have 3 more girls.
Wow.
And then take the pill. 3 more girls, and then take the pill, and then love a good right. I know friends that were supposed to take this when they were like
like it's long overdue.
Long overdue.
Yes. Long way.
Long overdue. Yeah. That's long, why it's population from 63
to 40. Right.
Yeah, to 40.
So, Jens, something that you guys have complained about: unwanted kids, forced because the body belongs to the woman, and there's now or at least a test phase that's saying that actually we are to where you can take charge of this. Are you taking the pill, ladies? Are you for your men to be poppy guys?
I'm on the pill.
Such a job.
Yeah, mina.
Why when you come and
I'm on the pill.
And when you're on that pill, don't tell your pastor. They might swap the pills, ne?
What do you mean?
By faggy espr. By faggy espr. Can't do this brain when I got.
Oh my word! No.
Share your voice note now.
0636880959.
What were you saying to Skumba?
Going, sir.
Come alone with your mouth.
I can't remember. We spoke about
something. We're talking about me and the 3 daughters that I want.
Okay.
And what did
what
you
did
say?
I say?
Oh, okay. You forgot.
She was saying certain things can be reversed. What? Komodo? Was Satania
Moon?
I can go to the search and do what?
What are you talking about? I'm so lost.
Komodo,
cut what?
Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes.
Like what?
You're talking about a vasectomy.
Yes.
What did I say about a vasectomy?
And a vasectomy that could be reversed, and that people have had vasectomies and stuff.
And had kids.
Conceived.
Who?
But that's what you were saying. Why are you in denial suddenly when you were on air?
Talk some more.
No, but that was the quote.
Okay. Because you know this thing more than me, and I apparently said it.
Okay.
Kevin.
We're talking about today male birth control. Are we finally sharing the load? And if it's accessible, are you going to take it? Are you going to take the pill? Imagine also, I keep more peeling. Imagine.
Yeah. Why are we? It's as well.
How do you say it as a guy?
You have to say, I'm on the pill.
And you are telling your friend, I just let me phone. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, peeling, man.
You must take it. You don't want kids.
Yeah.
Take them.
I think they must just start it at schools, but from Mudimo, because your kids. Kurukiwa na kuskolong, liwa na babu na wale kuskolong. Yeah. Kurukhuiwa kuskolong, because I know they must start it there from primary to high school, because the parents are in high school, the kids are at primary. Let's start it there. I think
it will be unfair to start it there because there's been such an uproar in the schools from parents that schools are teaching kids obviously about sex and also about prevention.
Mm.
So why would it be okay if it's boy children? I don't think it's fair. If it is across the board that contraceptives are now acceptable at school and parents won't protest, then both the girls and boys must take them there from that level.
Because the number of kids that are pregnant in primary school...
It's ridiculous.
Manning blind. At the same time, when you're saying it's not fair for the kids to take the pill, but at the same time, let's look at how many kids right now. And how many of them are going to get... are going to give birth and then go back to school? Because I have one grade 6.
So the kids in primary that are pregnant, somebody should be arrested.
That's a topic for another
No time. Kid should be pregnant in primary.
You know what the danger is? Guys, nice inventions. We live in the modern age. Hey, balance act, ne? I'm just afraid that the rate of HIV infection that's gonna spill out there. Hey, good one though. But the rate of infections on the flip side, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to tell me that it's good birth control. I'm like, men, basal medication number one, a flu. What more? If you say, I'll at a certain time.
Yo, marakabangan ge bafiti senga vela na mila ingitesh ngeti pilisi mtoana. Ah, ngeki lum. Yes, I know indaba yephila ngeki lum. Yeah, serious. I know undeshla ngu H1 ngamba namantombazana. Bathi ngivula ivolume bafuna ukumamela kahle indaba yephila.
Sibabhalisa kanjani? Cela ukufaka indoda, please. How do we sign them up or where do we get the injection? Uzomjovelela. Please, SOS. Thank you.
So, the birth control, you must drink them on certain times or like on a standard time?
Yeah, so you develop a routine. So generally when you are on contraceptives, especially the pill, you will be taking it more or less at the same time. Because remember, it's a cycle. So if it lasts in your body for 24 hours, every 24 hours you need to replenish. So that's why you take it more or less at the same time.
Guys, Tina, 7 days, 4 days in 3 days off. So from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in one of the 7 days. So, Nzokumbula Sunday. It's a parent's little girl.
Good for you.
So, Komuto, I mean, I'm a grown man. So, I've heard stories of, say, for instance, a woman comes and visits you for a weekend and she forgets her pills.
Yeah.
Can I want to leave the morning after?
Yes.
Also, Shang, your morning after school.
Because the morning after you
I don't know.
Right now, there must be a morning after for a match. Yeah.
Guys, labora.
So, hey, person. Hey, man, you can't my pills. Morning after pill.
No, guys.
We rumela in Uber Eats.
I rumela in Uber.
Can you listen to me? Morning after works for us because we are the carrier of pregnancy.
So,
you
must say morning before.
Guys, you can decide a child or a pill. That's your decision. Pampers or a pill. You choose.
But then, let them have a birth control pill. Ibulala ini.
Toxic baby mama or pill? Your choice, my chance. You choose.
Abo Baba, come to the front.
Absolutely.
All the male peoples on the earth in Saura, make your way to the front. Hey, hi. Zive zen, guys.
Yeah,
but the Fagaso, I don't see them taking the pill. Hey, I don't see men taking the pill, but I mean,
really?
If my man were to take the pill, he better take the pill. Take the pill, dude. Take the pill. Because why not? We've been suffering for too long. These things are expensive also. The men must just take the pill.
Thanks, Kayat, for such an informative information. But my worry is one now. The graph of new infection, HIV and AIDS. Yeah, I'm just thinking, won't that in a way make that graph to go up? Because people will tend to now substitute condoms by those pills. And, you know, then now you've got other things, STIs and also HIV and AIDS, new infections case. I'm just worried and, you know, inquisitive about it.
I saw me ihlasele abashone khona bayothatha iphilisi abo baba. Seku yithenithu manje sibabuza ukuthi uya prevent.
So these guys who are concerned ukuthi
AIDS will spike.
Are you there when these guys are doing the fact that you have this impression that suddenly when these pills are available, people are not going to use condoms?
But I think there's also research available that generally South Africans don't use protection.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it will spike it up. But maybe what they're concerned with, even the guys that are diligent with a condom, they are most likely protecting themselves from a pregnancy more than they are protecting themselves from HIV.
Yeah. 10 years ago, most of the time when you walked into a garage or 15 years ago, condoms would be sold out. Man, just it go ahead.
I think now there's the PrEP.
They also drink PrEP now.
There's all kinds of medication that will prevent you from getting HIV. And also, people now are not shy to say, I'm taking
ARVs.
Mm. So it's not a stigma anymore to say, you're HIV positive or anything like that. So I don't think people are scared of
funny thing, actually, this weekend from a gig, I saw this couple. The guy was super fast asleep in the car, and the woman walked into the garage, got in front of me and bought condoms and walked out. I was like, yo, this guy won't know what it is.
Make it make sense. With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.